My guests this morning are Aarti Jhaveri, Associate Chapter Director, and Meghana Khara. I call her Mega, that's why. Communication Coordinator from North South Foundation, a volunteer-driven nonprofit organization. Today, we are going to learn more about the foundation, the services and programs provided to children, empowering their minds through education. So without further ado, let's welcome our guests, Aarti and Mega. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for having us on your show today.
How are you all doing this morning?
Doing good.
Doing good. It's a beautiful morning.
Yes. I know. The weather has just changed.
Perfect. Perfect weather.
I'm not sure if it's spring or if it's fall now.
Or both. Well, Houston's weather system's always around the clock. Let's say it like that. So
It's
bright and early with the sun out, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's perfect for us.
Absolutely. So I'm really looking forward to spending this hour with you all, learning more about the foundation and, really getting to know how this foundation helps our children through education, through academic contests. I just know a little bit about the foundation, and I'm really excited to learn more from both you beautiful ladies. So, Mega, let's begin with you. Let's begin with a brief introduction of yourself.
Sure. Good morning. My name's Meghna, but I go by Mega. I'm currently a dual master's student at Texas Women's, but I am the communications coordinator for North-South Foundation.
All right. And Aarti?
Yes. Hi, I am a stay-at-home mom. I have two kids, and I started off as a parent at North-South organization, but I liked how it worked, how it impacted kids, and how it really did wonders for my child. So I started volunteering for it. So I've been volunteering since the last 6 years.
Oh, okay. So is that how you got involved in the foundation, because of your child?
Yes.
All right. Yes. How about you, Mega?
So I never participated in the competitions, but I got introduced to the organization by my sister, who was a volunteer and still volunteers. So I started about 2017, around that time.
Okay, so right before COVID.
Correct. Right.
So tell us about the North-South Foundation.
So North-South Foundation was founded by Dr. Ratnam Chetturi in the year 1989. Mm-hmm. He had a vision of trying to help underprivileged kids, financially challenged kids back in India, and how to do it, right? So his idea was to have academic bees or contests for kids in US, Indian origin kids, and use that registration money to sponsor or fund the scholarships back in India.
Okay, all right. And so how has it evolved since it was founded in 1989? So how has it evolved since then?
It has evolved big time. It started off only as contests, but now through the year, there are workshops, there are free webinars, paid webinars. There is Young Youth Program, Changemaker Program. What else? Meghna.
Yeah, we have contests where we prepare, we have workshops, guest speakers, or we even have students, alumni of North-South Foundation, give workshops and help the upcoming students prepare for the competitions.
Okay. And so this is the Houston chapter. How many do you all have within the state?
90 chapters. So in Texas, we have four, which is the four big cities, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin.
Oh, okay.
But over US, there are 90 chapters.
90?
Yeah, yes. Each state has a chapter.
Oh, wow. That's
if
amazing.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I think
so. I saw. Yes.
And it's mostly volunteer-based?
Correct.
It is totally volunteer-based, volunteer-driven.
Wow. So, and most of the volunteers, do you all find their parents or are they students?
So there's a good mix of parents and alumni.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So. And the reason we keep having all this alumni come back is because it has impacted their life and they want to give back because they gained so much from the whole program. So it's mostly all this alumni who come back to you know, make an impact on the future kids.
Yes. Future students. That's amazing. And it's nice when you have the students themselves, because they have gone through that experience.
Right.
So for them to kind of be a mentor for other
right.
children and for other kids, it's, you know, it's a great initiative for them to start that.
Right.
It just makes other kids feel more comfortable when they're dealing with you know, like young adults and students rather than the parents or
always.
The adults, right?
Always. Kids definitely. Always.
They're in that comfort zone. They can say and do whatever they
like. Right.
As for them, parents don't know any better. It's always the young brothers, young siblings. Yeah.
They're smarter than us anyway.
Yes, any day.
So you did mention about Young Changemaker okay. program and other programs. So let's begin with what is the Young Changemaker program?
Okay. It's a pretty new program, but mm-hmm. it's a brilliant program. It rising 6th graders through rising 12th graders can join it. It's a nominal fee of $150. The kids pick a project that they think can make an impact in the society. And they will work with some mentors or with some alumni. They'll have bi-weekly reflection sessions and they will make sure to find a solution. What do the kids gain with it? They gain leadership skills, they learn empathy, they learn how to go through a big project, you know, because sixth grade is pretty young kids,
yeah.
right? But it gives them responsibility and they can make an impact on the community, and that can do wonders for their character.
Okay. And what sort of projects is...
So some example there? Projects would be, it's if there's a food pantry that's not really supplied with good food, then you have a food drive. Mm-hmm. If there is any... so the one project that I remember is where the kid was empathizing with some special need kids and saw that they did not have friends. So he had a program where he could find friends or like-minded people who could go spend time with them, play with them, also make them more inclusive in the community, find programs where they can be included in the community and all that. I mean, I thought that was very special.
That is, yeah, definitely. And so do the kids come up with all these ideas?
They do have
themselves?
To come up with their own ideas.
Oh, wow.
They do have to come up with their own ideas.
Wow, that's amazing. So I guess during COVID, it was a different kind of challenge that you all had to go through, even, I mean, the kids too, because
yes.
this is all done in person, I'm
yes.
sure.
Yes.
So how did you all navigate, you know, all the programs and everything during COVID time?
So during COVID, actually, the Young Changemakers made a brilliant contribution.
Yes.
And it was Houston-based. They collected funds or enough, donations to sponsor 1,000 laptops
yes.
to Title I schools in Houston.
Correct.
So they could continue with
yes.
their remote learning.
Wow. That's
yes.
Wow.
Yes. So it was really amazing.
Wow. I know it's such a proud moment when we see the young generation being, you know, doing things themselves and being motivated to make that difference, no matter what the challenges might be, the struggles might be, right?
And it is a need of current times because everybody is so much on social media. It's all about
yes.
yourself. So
mm-hmm.
it's definitely a need where kids need to learn how to be empathetic towards other people, need to learn how... It's not only about themselves, but if they help others, they will also grow. You know?
Right.
Yeah. So have your child taught you anything personally?
So I have a saying. I don't know if my child is growing mentally, but I am definitely growing. You know, like I am changing, I am adapting to what it, because these kids are on their own track, right? And
right.
it's like I have to adapt to how they are growing. It's not they adapting to my rules, my principles. I am adapting to their principles, their morals. You know, I'm growing with them.
Yeah, because I know many times, you know, parents push their children, right?
Right.
Especially to volunteer to get the hours.
Right.
But then once they get into, say, you know, North South Foundation, they get into an organization that does so much, then they themselves want to do more.
Yeah.
And then they push. Then it's reverse because
right.
then they push their parents to
right.
get more involved.
Right.
Correct.
So here it's the saying, right? Birds of feathers flock together.
Yes.
So even if they're not interested, once they get in and they see everybody like doing the same thing or having an interest in doing something, they follow. So they follow through. They do follow through.
Okay. Yeah. And so is there an age requirement for this program?
Yes. It's rising. So it's they've used the term rising sixth graders. So maybe 11 years old through rising seniors. So 16, 17 years old. Okay. Just before they become an adult, 18 kind of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So 10 through 17 is what I'll say.
Okay. So this program is geared for up to age 18.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
And then what happens after that? If someone wants, then these students can actually come back and volunteer and do things.
Yeah. Yeah. They can be the young mentors that these kids, future kids will try to interact with, understand. Because I'm sure it's not easy, right? I mean, they have to go talk to people. They have to go find avenues where they can get resources, get contribution, get some donations. I'm sure these alumni help them through all that.
Okay. And so is your, Megha, is your sister one of the mentors of
the organization? No. So we,
though she looks young,
go for it.
She's over that age limit.
Yes, unfortunately, no, I do not qualify in the
Even
she doesn't. No, but speaking about that, I think I will say being a volunteer and seeing the children, you know, take part in these competitions, you know, it gives us a happiness to see that what they're learning is being passed down to the next group of students, or they're they come back, which leads me to bringing up, we actually have our regional contests coming up this upcoming weekend, April 27th and 28th at the University of Houston Bauer Campus, or Bauer College of Business. We'll be conducting our regional contests, where, again, children from kindergarten to eighth grade come and participate in various contests such as spelling bee, vocabulary, geography, math, science, and public speaking. And I will say that most of the students or winners who go to the Scripps National Spelling Bee that happens are students or alumni of North-South Foundation who have, you know, taken part in the coaching, the workshops, and our national winners from North South Foundation are the ones who do go to the Scripps Spelling Bee.
Oh, wow. That's
yes.
Great. Yeah, that's a lot. So you're talking about coaching and workshops. So can you, like, you know, what kind of coaching and workshops do you all provide? Can you elaborate on that?
So coaching different subjects, it's an holistic approach. So we also do universal values, we do confidence building workshops, we have AP, everybody's scared of AP classes and all that, so there's AP coaching, and all these coach subjects are very nominal fees, like it's like around $150, which is hardly anything. It comes down to around $10 an hour or something like that if you see the whole program. Then there's everybody is worried about college planning and getting into college, what is the right thing to do. So year round there is like multiple workshops on these topics. So even if any parent who has a child, school going child, if they just register on northsouthfoundation.org, they just register, they will keep getting emails of all this free or for whatever nominal fee you have to pay. All the sessions, they will keep getting emails. And they can register whenever they want to.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's such a good resource to have, right? Because you're always looking, especially I know with middle schoolers, Sasha has one too. You're looking for tutors and things like that. So that's good to know that there is actually a foundation that has all these resources under one roof. Right?
Yes, I myself, having two kids, have always used their sessions.
Yeah.
It is very informative, and honestly, if you do that, you don't really need to do anything else outside because they kind of cover everything you need.
Oh, wow.
Like sometimes there are there's a webinar that will only focus on pre-med track, and which generally most Indian origin kids or South Asian Asian kids tend to go to. Yeah. So they give them all information of how to plan your whole middle school, high school track. Wow. So that you can have higher chances of getting into such colleges.
That's amazing. You start early.
Correct. You have to start early.
Right. Yeah, so y'all provide a lot of resources.
Yes.
And a lot of tools for these children to, you know, to progress.
Yes.
Ahead and think ahead, basically, right?
Correct.
So,
correct.
Yeah. And so I know you'll have the learning journey, right? So what is that about?
So learning journey is also a recent program. It was, it's basically like during the summer, we were not having much interaction with the community. So learning journey is online classes.
Okay.
That they are much thought about, like it tries to cover 2-3 aspects of a kid's life. So for example, for grades 1-3, mm-hmm. they will have things like science, math, and coding.
Okay.
Okay. For grades 1-3, they can also have science, math kangaroo. It's a
math
competition, one. Math competition that generally happens in the spring break of Texas
during the spring break.
Yeah, and spelling bee. Then there's something like, so there are packages. So you pick whatever package suits your child. Then there's one package which is science, math, public speaking, and Python programming. Then there's one which is confidence building, spelling, math kangaroo, and inquiry based science.
What is math kangaroo?
So it's critical thinking. It's a competition that uses critical thinking.
Okay,
so it's kind of like you can't really prepare for it because it's not like formulas and logic.
Yeah.
Formulas. It's more of logic, critical thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and it is also internationally recognized.
Yeah,
math
it
kangaroo.
Is internationally recognized. So even though North South still has their own math bee, just because kids are inclined towards math kangaroo, we are having those classes because the idea is not to separate us but to work together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it does have those classes, math kangaroo. For higher grades, there is early college planning, mindfulness yoga, and PSET math and English.
Wow. Mindfulness yoga, that is interesting for kids that young.
Yes.
So basically, you know, like when we talk about yoga, it's more like meditation.
Yeah.
And so is that something that is that the kids do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I think, honestly, as a parent, I do think our kids need to take that break where they are thinking and, you know, like breathing,
focusing on their breathing.
You'll be surprised. Like, I talk to a lot of kids and they say, oh, I was stressed.
Yeah.
I'm like, everything is taken care of by your parents. What are you stressed about?
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, whatever it is, maybe, you know, the society tends to put pressure on kids.
Of course. So
something like this where they can take that time out and just be present.
Are they able to do that? I'm just trying to kind of picture it because, you know, it's hard for us as adults to kind of like be in that mode, right? Like be quiet, be silent, meditate, close your eyes, stay calm, especially for kids to stay calm.
Because I feel like this generation is like multitasking at a whole nother level.
Yes.
Like my boys, he's eating, then he's on the phone. And then he's watching the scores, and then he has his iPad on, and I'm like, why do you need so many?
You know what I call it? Double dipping.
Triple dipping. Watch this, the whole show, Mom, on Netflix, you know, this new series. I'm like, Zayden, you didn't even watch it. But that's the generation.
That is the generation.
In.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we are growing with them because they don't understand. Like it is going to have some impact. I mean, I hope it doesn't. But you feel it might have an impact. So you're trying to explain to them, but you can see it on their face that
they don't
relate to it.
No, they don't relate.
So we have to grow with them. Like, we have to say, okay, this is the way it is. Now let's try to find some way around it where we can kind of like keep them grounded. Keep them busy, try to get them involved in something better for them.
Away from the devices. Yes.
How old is your child?
I have a 17-year-old and I have a 11-year-old.
Oh,
Okay, so how do you, because I know some parents have a time restriction on devices, or, you know, like, okay, you know.
Can I jump out of the window?
So my question was, do you also have that, you know, like a time restriction? But so how do you get them, how do you distract them, distract them or get them to do something else?
It is very difficult, and I'm one of those moms who can't put restrictions on kids. So they do a lot of those things, but in the end, they do the good stuff too. I mean, has good stuff as per me, maybe not as per them, but they do compete in this competition. They do volunteer a lot.
Okay.
So I pick my fights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have to pick your fights with your kids nowadays.
Yeah, that's a very good advice. You have to pick your battles, because mm-hmm. you can be picking on the nitpicky stuff, then on the big stuff, they're not. Yeah, you're going to lose.
And you lose that respect with them. So though it's not ideal, but that's the way it works. Like, I let them do what they want, and I do get 75% of things when I want from them.
It's a win-win.
That's a good thing. 75?
Yeah.
It was lower, I think, as they're growing older. It's increasing. So 75.
Yeah. But I guess after a while, it becomes a habit too. They get into a routine, right?
Yeah,
it's just, it did form a good habit.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, I guess, keep pushing through, because I have my 9-year-old and he has just joined the volunteers in our community, and every time it's a battle. Mm. Oh, mom, it's so boring. Mom, I don't have anything, like, you know, and there's stuff to do, but it's just new and he has to be a little bit away from me.
Yeah.
So that's why. But keep pushing through, and then he has fun, you know.
Right.
So you have to, like.
Yeah. So in this, I will say the parent has to be dedicated.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have to keep following up. Sometimes it's hard on us,
yes,
but you still have to do it because it's going to help him.
Yeah. It's so much pressure on us, but I think, if we don't do it, then, like, we are not, you know, we have duty towards this, right? Towards our kid, to make them better people for the world, to have more people that are helpful, that are giving back.
To have some sanity.
Yes, to have sanity. Because the culture that we live in, like you said, it's all about me, me, me. And then you realize your kids are growing the same way. And then what's going to happen?
Yeah. Right.
Go for it. So a win in this scenario is, the same things that I used to tell my 17-year-old when he was 11, he never understood. It was point blank stone look. Yeah. Now at times, the 17-year-old gives the same dialogues to my 11-year-old. I'm like, thank God. So keep doing your stuff.
But it's your perseverance, right? As parents, we can't give up. We have to. Yeah.
Right. Speaking on the same note, I think speaking about perseverance, especially for high school students, in one way, volunteering, you know, most of them need hours for whatever organization, NJHS, NHS. So in one way, they are being impacted by being a volunteer at North South. Is we do give volunteer hours. So anytime we have our regional contest, you know, that's a great time where we do look for high school students, you know, who are interested. And there are certain roles that they can help us along in the contest, on the contest day, in which regard, you know, it's a win-win in a situation. Yeah. They learn in one way with the organization, see our organization. At the same time, for whatever they have done, they're getting the hours needed for their school.
Right.
Definitely, it's beneficial and it's motivating, because other than whatever the other organizations they are part of, they know that, oh, North South Foundation is another organization which I can, you know, grasp into and help them out and get my hours as well in case if whatever the other organizations don't work out for some reason.
Right. Yeah.
So is the coaching and workshops done through Zoom, like it's hybrid, or people go, you know, the kids go to?
So currently mostly it is on Zoom.
Okay.
Because it's done at a national level, so it happens through Zoom. But there, sometimes we do keep workshops locally. So that would more be a chapter thing, like a Houston chapter thing.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So after the regional contest, then they advance to national contest, right?
Yes. Yes. So after the regional contest, we do have local awards. But then all the chapters finish their contests. So in June, they will analyze all the data. They will have a cutoff. So it's not necessarily if somebody came first in Houston, they will make it to nationals. Because if they did not match the cutoff, then they will not proceed further. Does that make sense? Like somebody in Dallas, 10 kids got like higher than the cutoff. So those kids will go. It's not necessarily the first ranker in Houston will proceed. So it's based on the cutoff date. I mean, cutoff mark.
Okay.
So they will proceed to national. So it depends. That's why I said you analyze the data. Like out of so many kids,
right?
Okay. This is the cutoff we can have.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good to know. All right. So let's go on a short break, and when we return, we will continue our conversation with Aarti and Mega from North South Foundation. This is Chai Time on 103.5 Hum FM. I'm in conversation with Aarti and Mega from the North Sound Foundation, and you know they have been giving us a wealth of information on the foundation, the programs they have, and it's just been quite an eye opener, especially for you know for us here. And as parents, we seem to all be able to relate to this conversation. So let's continue. So give us some success stories. I know you'll have a lot, and it would be great to share some with our listeners. Because most of our listeners, when they tune in, they love to hear about the success stories, but also like you know they want to learn more about their organizations and all. But when we share the real life stories and the success stories, it's just basically it motivates them more and get them to get more involved as well.
Right. So I will give my son's example. He started participating when he was like in first grade, and he participated almost every single year. Did he make it into nationals every single year? No, but it did not matter. He still kept continuing every year. He did win the Brain Bee when he was in his eighth grade. Okay, nationally, he won the national Brain Bee, and it was like one of his feather in his cap.
And what is Brain Bee?
So Brain Bee is also a contest where it's the syllabus is primarily only the brain and the nervous system.
Oh.
So somebody who would want to be a neurosurgeon or neuroscientist.
I've never heard of that contest, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I mean, he just kept going on and on. It's like not necessarily you win every year, but he liked the subject. He kept going ahead with it. And then finally, once he got his fruits, because winning nationally among like so many states, being the second ranker, he won the Brain Bee. Then there are a lot of names. I'm not sure if I should take those, but kids who have persevered all through and they've won nationally spelling bees and geography bee.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. So nationally, not through North South Foundation National, but actually U.S.
Yeah.
U.S. Geography Bee and U.S. Spelling Bee. In fact, the past 9 years or something of
right.
that sort, they've all been North South alumni.
Wow.
Yeah, the Scripps Spelling Bee that happens nationally, I think, yeah, for the last 9 years, all the winners, whoever did win, were alumni of North South Foundation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because we use the same pattern, the same procedures, the same testing, similar word list and all that. So that's like a preparation to go for the U.S. Scripps Spelling Bee.
So do you all make learning fun? Because I'm just thinking, you know, these kids, they go to school, so they already being, you know, they already have so much on their plate where academics is concerned.
Right.
And then you have this foundation as well, which focuses on education and academics. So, you know, how is it different, and how do you all make it more fun, or, you know, make them excited to really join the foundation or be part of the competition?
So I think it's more like a support system.
Okay.
So school, yes, school does it differently, whereas this is kind of a support system for kids who want to do better or do more in their life.
Okay.
So it kind of complements. It kind of complements. So school is just your regular 8 to 4. But then you also have the Science Olympiad, you have TMSA exams and all that. So how do you study for that? Whereas if you study for North South or do the workshops, it kind of complements and helps you get stronger at those things.
Okay.
So, I mean, it does support. It's like a support system.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So the foundation also provides scholarships in India. Can you tell us more about that?
So, as you know, it started with the idea of being able to give scholarships to back in India. There are like around, I don't know, in 2010, there were like 10 chapters, but I think it's more almost 2025 now.
Right.
So those chapters help recognize, they go through applications and all that and kind of pick somebody who is either merit-based or financially needed and help them through it's an annual scholarship, so help them through their 4-year or 3-year undergrad process, because otherwise they would not have the monetary
funds.
Yeah.
Okay, so people who are donating over here to the foundation, it basically part of that goes to scholarships.
So not just donating, it's actually the registration fees.
Yeah.
Oh.
For the contest.
Yeah. So if I could pitch in. The fees and everything, like we said earlier, we're a volunteer-driven organization. We do not take money for our volunteers or our time. So all the registration fees, any fees for the workshops or, the learning, anything that happens under the banner of North-South Foundation, all that money is pooled, and then it does go back to help fund scholarships back in India.
Oh, wow.
So that's how it is.
Okay. Yeah, so every dollar that's donated goes for a good cause, basically. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and like I said, I think every child is a winner in the eyes in North-South Foundation. So that's another way I would say is to promote the children is, yes, you're attending this so-called competition, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, you're only competing with yourself to be better and perform better.
Right.
But know that, having the vision of Dr. Chituri, saying that every child is a winner, that gives more strength to the student, saying that not to feel bad, even if you don't get an award or if you don't win first place or something, but knowing that, hey, I am still a winner at the end of the day, I think is more fruitful to the students. Beneficial.
Yeah, so they're learning to basically it's a healthy competition for them, as well as the money that is being collected is going for a good cause. So it's a win-win for everybody, right?
It is.
Yeah. Right.
So do y'all get to know about these kids in India who get the scholarships, like get to know them or they, you know, what happens like?
So at our chapter level,
right.
We don't really get to know. I mean, we should, I guess.
Yeah.
We should pay more attention. You have to understand, like, she is a university student. I am a mom of, and then I do other stuff. So it kind of, at times, gets tough to really keep your hands everywhere. So we do have some people who are totally dedicated nationally.
Okay.
There are a few people who are totally dedicated to the scholarships back in India. They actually travel to India, make sure the funds are going to the right place. They meet all the students who have.
Right.
I'm sure online there must be videos and other information about those kids, those students.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Who have been helped.
So, Megha, you plan to continue being involved in the foundation more?
I hope so.
We hope so too.
Yes, definitely. I will say, as a full-time double master student, it tends to get difficult, and I can speak for my sister. She's a sophomore at UH, but one of the organizations we do volunteer for is North South, and we found that very beneficial as students to see the growth of other students.
Yeah. So you get to learn from the
correct
the students
correct
themselves.
Or at least be kids for one day. I don't know if I can say that.
Do you get involved in the workshops too?
No.
Okay.
So I majority help along with the contest. While we have the regional contest, so planning. And helping, basically being the communications outreach member of the organization. Yeah.
Okay, and how many students are there in the competition?
So for this current one, we have around over 200 individual contest registrants. for this one that's coming on the weekend.
This upcoming weekend.
So for all contests like math, science, vocab, spelling, and public speaking, computer science, we have over 200 registrants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so can one child do multiple?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's yes. great. Yeah.
And the way that our contests are planned is in such a manner where we have students who do spelling, then they mm-hmm. do vocab mm-hmm. On the same day, and then we have math and science. So the way we also plan it out is based on the number of registrants we have for students, then for each contest, then we kind of plan it out in a way so those students who want to be participating in multiple competitions have the enough time to complete one and go to the next one. Yes.
Okay, that's good to know. And I lost my train of thought. Maybe I'll come back to that.
Yeah, sure.
So how can the community or individuals get involved in the foundation?
So any foundation always needs a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
So, I mean, if they just sign up as a volunteer on northsouthfoundation.org, we can use them at
northsouth.org. Yeah.
Sorry, northsouth.org. We can use them in various fields like volunteering at our contests or doing workshops. Like, when I first started volunteering, I actually was running a workshop for our KT area. So, with a set of parents, like, a study club. With a set of parents... something like a Kumon had given us their area to use on weekends, the space. So parents were taking turns in trying to teach the kids a new subject every single week. So it went on for almost like 6 to 7 months. So that's how I started my volunteering thing with North South. So similarly, if somebody has certain skill sets, they can join as a volunteer and we can find a good field. Coaching is always one where they can sit at home and coach, be a part of the coaching team for the workshops. And then outreach, trying to get the word out. Because there's nothing involved, right? Like, you don't have to really pay to register. But if you register, you get all these emails of these workshops, webinars, and whatever that can suit your needs. And whenever you need, then you pay and you get into and use the services.
Right. And another thing to point out was, I think just last weekend or 2 weeks back, Dr. Chituri was in Houston and he did, we had a little presentation where he did speak primarily to parents of those children who were registered for this upcoming contest we have, regionals. But at the same time, we did conduct a little mock, test prep for those students in spelling, vocab, math, B, just to get them a feel of how it is going to be on the actual test day.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to help with the nervousness or anxiety, just to get them, prepped for, okay, this is how the environment is, this is how it's going to be. Obviously, these contests and tests happen, they're all under a timed limit. So there is a time limit. So we want to get them under that acquaintance so that they are kind of prepped for the day of the contests.
Right.
Yeah.
During the contest, we try to keep it relaxed. We don't really like make the kids scared. Because we're all parents and volunteers.
Right.
We try to make them relaxed. We tell them give them proper instructions. And the kids also enjoy seeing other kids doing. When a parent says, they're like, oh, why should I do it? But when they go to a contest and they see all other kids also doing it, putting their heart in, they realize that, okay, and that's a normal thing to do. So that helps. I think mostly all the kids are happy to do it and they keep coming every year.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel it's more the parents that go through the stress and anxiety.
It is.
The kids themselves.
Yeah. Honestly, it is. Honestly,
right?
It is.
So we have to get them to meditate. Mindful yoga. Before the competition.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So after, your contest, you said, is April 27th and
28th.
Correct.
So after that, what happens? Like, how do you continue? What happens after the contest competition? You'll continue with workshops and coaching and everything?
Yes. Okay. The learning journey is in the summer.
Oh,
the
okay.
primary purpose
yeah,
of learning journey is the summer. The kids for Young Change Makers, they can start registering come August because that's the school year. And if we guys find time, we can do some workshop during the summer.
Right.
Yeah. So if you guys listening to us,
yes.
If you guys need any workshops in Houston area, message us, email us. We'll try to do something about it.
Yes.
Yeah. So before we wrap up, Mega and Aarti, any message or tips, advice, anything for our listeners who've tuned in this hour with us?
Mainly, I'll say for high school students, if you're looking for another avenue to get volunteer hours, North-South Foundation is one of them, which we do, you know, recognize your hours. So that's also another thing. But more importantly, to all those listeners who are interested in having their children join North-South Foundation and take part in our competitions, please visit www.northsouth.org, and we have all our information listed there.
Okay, she did not leave anything for me. So as a parent to all the parents out there listening, relax, your kids are just going to do fine, don't worry, and have fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Mega. It was so great. I'm glad that we met at Arlings. I was telling the girls too that I've known you for, I think, over 10 years now.
Correct.
And when you came to me and you talked about North South Foundation, of course, I didn't know anything about it. And I'm so glad that we got this opportunity have both you, Aarti, and both you, Mega, as well, you know, here joining us and sharing so much information.
I would like to thank Lynn and her team for giving us this platform.
Definitely.
I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. To give a platform to a nonprofit like North South Foundation to be able to spread the word. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad we're able to raise awareness together. And, you know, as you all say, education is key to changing lives for children. So, and you all are doing just phenomenal work. So keep it up, and I'll see you at Arlings.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Chai Chai. Yes.
Yeah. Meghna loves it. So.
Definitely. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Chai Time. We shall see you next week, same time, same place. Signing off, Chai Time, 103.5 Hum FM.